When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
It's the Showtime Chiefs. Now Mahomes scrambling to his right. And now fires it late, caught at the back of the end zone. Mahomes, magic.
I give them a lot of credit. They made a lot of good plays. Patrick played great.
But to come to their house, find a way to win, get you kickstarted into the rest of this year.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio Series, XM Channel 80, ESPNU. You can download the podcast. We're on your smart speakers. Or you can go to the ESPN app, probably already on your phone. If not, download it. It takes a second. And you click on the app, lower right-hand corner, click on more. Scroll down to live radio. You listen to us live wherever you are. Good morning, guys.
What's up? Yo, man? What happening? What happening, homie? What's up, partner? No. We are from the West Coast. We do not speak that way. I'm sorry.
Well, you are. I was the mayor of Los Angeles. I served a 6-year term between 2010 and 2016. Yeah.
Wow. No wonder our city is.
It's thriving now, right?
Exactly. No wonder some of the stuff that I see around here is. Better, much better now that you're gone.
By the way, what a sports jinx I was. It was unreal. As soon as I left, Rams win the Super Bowl. Dodgers win the World Series.
Mush. Yeah, about it. You're in New York. You've been in New York now that y'all can't figure it out.
Can't figure it out. Can't get right. You know who can get right, fellas?
Whose voice was that? Chiefs.
I don't know. It's just, the nerd broadcaster.
I didn't know if it was somebody specifically.
No. Nerd broadcaster. Who did it sound like? Who do you think I was?
I don't know any nerd broadcasters.
I don't know. It's just like the, prototypical.
Max ahead. Don't know either. He just.
Patrick Mahomes is. It's not Patrick Mahomes, but Patrick Mahomes. It feels like we were just talking about this in the last segment, guys. One of the reasons. It's not that I push back against Josh Allen. I acknowledge his greatness. I actually root for him.
You think you push back against Josh Allen.
But only against the notion that he's the best player in the world. It feels like, again, Jay, you brought up the Bulls-Pistons just as a way to say, look, he has to get over the Patrick Mahomes hump. But my point is, the story of the NBA, it was Michael Jordan's story. The whole time, it was his story. The story of the NFL, to me, is the Patrick Mahomes story. I mean, there are lots of characters. I get it. One week it's Lamar Jackson. But every year, there's Mahomes in the AFC Championship game.
But you know that's not like the typical story that most people root for the underdog, right? People mostly root for the guy who is on the verge of climbing, getting to the top, but can't seem to get over that hump. Like, that's kind of what Josh Allen represents.
Yeah, when Tom Brady was on top, it seemed like they all rooted for Tom Brady.
Tom's different. It's great.
You know what I mean? No, it seems like sometimes people root for the overdog, and sometimes they root for the underdog.
I don't know that Josh Allen is an underdog.
Not according to the odds makers to start the season.
It's the odds makers. It's not reality.
Anyway,
I don't think in reality he's the underdog.
And by the
way, how could you be in the underdog when the majority of the people feel like you are on your way to becoming something special?
Because you haven't done it yet.
I just feel like you should leave Mahomes alone, and let's talk about who's the second best quarterback in the world is. And I think we should do that every year.
Yeah, well, he's the underdog. That's what I'm saying. Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback. That's fine. He's had the most success in that time span for AFC championship games. I mean, Super Bowl winner, MVP. What else do you want from him? He's the standard. That's why Josh Allen is the underdog. That's why people are rooting for Josh Allen to get over that hump. You saw the way the game ended last year, right? You feel like if the ball was in his hands, he would have had a shot. But no.
See, I'm not rooting for Josh Allen to get over the hump.
Why not?
Why
not?
Because I'm rooting for Lamar Jackson to get over the hump.
Yeah, well,
okay,
that's a good point.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Lamar,
well,
too, needs to get. By the way, but that's the point.
Underdogs.
Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. Key points out, Justin Herbert's never even been in the playoffs. But all these great young quarterbacks in the AFC, and by the way, Lamar is
I'm rooting for Lamar to get over the hump. I'm rooting for Jalen Humps.
Jalen Humps to get over the hurts.
Humps? What?
Jalen Hurts to get over the hump.
Hey, yo.
Hey. You know, it. When I look at underdogs, I don't look at a guy who was selected in the first round and picked because he was big, he was strong, he was fast, and they knew what he was going to do. They went out and got Stephon Diggs for him as an underdog. I look at a guy like Lamar Jackson who they say, hey, man, go play another position. Go try DB. Go do this, go do that as an underdog. I look for a guy like Jalen Hurts, who's a second-round pick for the Philadelphia Eagles, to all of a sudden take over, and people still saying, even though he took his team to the playoffs and whatnot, as an underdog. Come into this year, Philadelphia Eagles got a lot of picks, man. Jalen Hurts, he's got to prove him wrong. He's got to prove him wrong. I look at that as an underdog.
So
those are underdog stories to me. Not Jalen Hurts. I mean,
Justin
Humps, yeah.
Jeez.
What is
what is wrong with you?
Listen, particularly, there's a racial component to it.
My lady,
because Lamar Jackson was told to switch positions. They didn't ask Mitch Trubisky to switch positions, even though he's fast. They told Lamar Jackson to. And I get it, you know, and that's part of it,
but
too.
But that's an underdog,
100%. It's underdog is tied to race at the quarterback position, too, in the NFL
to overcome.
Of course. Okay. Of course that's the case. Meantime, Patrick Mahomes is the best player in football, at least best quarterback in football. He was asked about his flip pass, the TD to Clyde Edwards-Hilaire, where he did the spin move. You're like, oh, my God, he like just stops now. It's a great play and still has the – we're playing it right now on ESPNU. He's being chased down. He gets to the –
spin move, bam!
Spin move, and what's he going to do? And he flips the ball. Like, no one else can do that. Not consistently. Dude does stuff like this consistently. What about that flip pass, Patrick?
First off, I missed the wide open touchdown like the play before, or I got like in between, like I want to lob it to him or just dotted on him. And so I was upset with myself there. And then we rolled out, and they did a good job of kind of coming upfield and not going on that dive play that we kind of always run with Burton. But I was able to use my speed to get a little bit of speed to get around the edge there. And then I was going to run for it, and they kind of flew around, and I realized I wasn't going to make it, and I saw Clyde, and so I just kind of flicked it up to him. When I spun, that kind of – I think when the spin made me kind of decide to throw it again, because I knew once I spun, I wasn't going to be able to build the speed to get in there. Before that, I was thinking about getting to the pylon. But once I spun, I realized that Clyde was open.
See what I mean by people who are comfortable when they talk? Patrick Mahomes sounds like a straight nerd, but he's very comfortable.
Man, he don't sound like a nerd.
He does,
why, because he has a high understanding of football?
No. It's like his tone of voice and everything. But he's very comfortable. He's authentic, and so he's a great leader as a result of that. And I love his description of the play.
He's a playmaker.
Max, he doesn't
dude.
Sound like a nerd. And on top of that, Patrick Mahomes, he couldn't tell you this because then he would be patting himself on his back. But the best part about the whole play is his awareness to understand the sticks, that he couldn't cross the line of scrimmage. And then he knew when he made the spin, he periffed it out the side or whatever. Periphed. But he realized where he was at on the field. And when he got to the 2-yard line, it was like, here, man, you take it.
That's such a great
you
play.
Have to it, his description
to be able
to know all of that to do that
it is watching the replay. It is funny because when he hits the spin move, a lot of other Bucks defenders stop, like they slow down the speed towards trying to tackle him, right? Because they think that one defender has him. But there is something that Travis Kelce said after the game that we've been saying on this show for the past couple of years. There's a Houdini like magic to him. Like, that's why I watched last night. I'm like, this guy is like a Magic Johnson to me, because Magic Johnson just made stuff happen. We're like, damn, how the hell did he make that happen?
It looked different.
How did he thread the needle? How did he get the ball through that gap? That's what this dude does.
And he's playing with love on his heart on his sleeve magic, right?
Yeah,
like,
man.
He made the great pass. He enjoyed it. You could see it. And Mahomes doing the same thing. He's having fun.
Yeah, but Mahomes has a lot to still prove to people, too, even though he's won Super Bowls and MVPs and he's gone to Super Bowls. Because even when you mention Patrick Mahomes, there's always a Tom Brady effect to it. There's always an Aaron Rodgers effect to it. And even as his career continues to go, there'll be other great quarterbacks that come up, especially if he doesn't get multiple Super Bowl victories. So I feel like he's always trying to prove. Now, remember, Patrick Mahomes was not selected in the top 10 in the draft. He was not a top 5 quarterback, top 4 quarterback. So That's something to prove. And then when you look
that
at a guy.
That style never work in the NFL.
You look at a guy like Lamar Jackson. Lamar's still out there doing some of the. He had some Patrick Mahomes moments yesterday. He certainly did. And Josh Allen did too. So when you look at some of these quarterbacks, they're still out to prove. Jalen Hurts got to prove to people. It's not about race. It's about just understanding that I can play this position too. Now, they treat some white quarterbacks the same way. Like Trace I think it's McSorley, if I'm saying his name correctly, from Penn State. They wanted him, too, to play the receiver position because they didn't think he could play quarterback in the NFL. But he said, no, I want to play quarterback. Now, he's a backup. He's not a starter. But he still is fulfilling an obligation as a quarterback and living his dream and not allowing some crusty old general manager type or scout to say you need to play another position because they're stuck in the big statue, 6'5", laser arm ways. And so, you know, I don't think, Max, at all, it has to do with race opposed to a guy not understanding that people can play the quarterback position even though it's not their style.
It's not that I think it's about race. It's I think it's overlapped with it because when you mentioned underdog, part of that, part of being the underdog is having to face additional obstacles, right? Is having to, you put it, you said it best, Key, overcome. And so, so that the element of race is there to me when it comes to like, why does Lamar slip in the draft all the way down to the end of the first round, right? And then, and now as a result of that, he's constantly having to prove things.
He slipped because people didn't think he could play the position.
But he was also at, my point is, Key.
He just happened to be, in Mitch Trubisky happens to be a black quarterback that they thought couldn't play the position.
But Mitch Trubisky is a fast quarterback also, was never asked, to my knowledge, to play receiver.
Well, he ain't fast like Lamar was receiver fast, though, Max. Lamar's receiver fast, though.
Correct.
Lamar's receiver fast.
But
so,
no, I get it. But there were, but this is not without historical precedent. Where again, Warren Moon couldn't even start his career in the NFL because they wouldn't let him play quarterback. They told him to play receiver. He's
Max, you're talking to a dude that wrote a book about this.
No question. Made me cuss. Where is it? We can pick it up and show you right now.
You're talking about a dude that studied this and wrote a book about it. So I understand the racial component that comes with it. My whole thing is. They are now in the league, and they're still being told they can't do certain things. They beat the odds of the fact that they black and they got drafted. They didn't already beat that. They
this
got
is what
past
I'm saying.
That.
Wait, Keith, this is what I'm saying. It's not whether or not it's about that. It's overlaid with that. It's part of the conversation, I think, inevitably. I think it's part of it.
I think it's more style. I think it's more style than anything. Because what's the first thing you say? Well, I want to. You're not saying Jalen Hurts can't throw the ball over the middle because he's black.
Right.
You're saying he can't throw the ball over the middle just because you didn't think he could.
Right.
At least that's what I take from it.
Well, no, I just didn't think he was seeing the middle of the field, and that's changed now.
Patrick Mahomes, his style from day one hasn't been traditional.
Well, this is what I mean. Can we get back to Mahomes for a second? Mahomes, you know, I bring up Bill James from time to time on this show, who's the godfather of like baseball analytics, because he had a lot of influence on my thinking when I read him as a kid, and like comparative analysis, right? And he made a point about Babe Ruth once, but I'm going to make about Patrick Mahomes. He's like, unless you have a point to prove, you say Ruth is the greatest back then, right? Because one year, this one, Lou Gehrig's almost as good as him. The next year, Jimmy Fox. Years later, maybe it's Willie Mays. But you know the name they're always comparing him to is Babe Ruth. That tells you something. Patrick Mahomes, one year, like he'll say, well, it changes because Lamar might win the MVP or Josh Allen might be coming on and looking like he can get over the hump or this one or that one. But you know who's always in the 4 years in the league as a starter, 4 years in the AFC championship game, always in the top among all the passing, all the stats and everything is Mahomes. And here we are almost at the quarter pole in the 16-game schedule. We'd be at the quarter pole. And who's the best player who's the best quarterback in the NFL right now? Like, right now, it's Patrick Mahomes again. That's my point. Like, we keep – there's something to be said for the guy who's always there and everyone else is getting compared to him.
Okay.
That means he's the best.
That was where you're trying to go, that he's the best? That was where we got to?
Yes, but he's the best in a very obvious way
today,
that somehow gets overlooked.
Max, as I said last week as I was sitting in the studio,
it's
going to change. And today, based on last night – the last game that we saw, Patrick Mahomes, the best quarterback. After Matthew Stafford throw for 8 touchdowns tonight.
I think that's missing.
I hear what you're saying about the entire body of work.
But after Matthew Stafford throw for 8 touchdowns tonight, on ESPN and we watch everything, he'll be in the MVP race.
Well, that, listen, that's he's the defending Super Bowl
best
champion.
It's week to week, man. Win a Super Bowl.
Speaking of Super Bowl champion, KJ Wright, Super Bowl champion and Pro Bowler, is with us right now. Good morning.
Hello, Mr. Wright. How
good
are
morning,
you?
Good morning.
How are you doing this morning,
fellas?
Mr. Wright?
What's good, KJ?
Doing really good. How about y'all?
What's up, man? It's Keyshawn.
Y'all doing
what's
all
happening,
right?
Boss?
Man, nothing up here in Seattle. Chilling. Just woke up.
We should say,
that's good
we should
that
say,
you can get up with us early in the morning. Yeah. We
no
appreciate
doubt, no
you.
Doubt. I told him I'd be on with the fellas. Like, got to do that.
We should say hello for a little while longer. All right. Hey, KJ.
Hello.
Which team's in a better situation to win a Super Bowl right now, the Bucs or the Chiefs?
Oh, clearly the Chiefs. I love the Bucs going into the season. And, you know, they have the GOAT and Tom Brady. You got your offensive weapons, but it's just too many injuries to start the season. Way too many injuries. I feel like they haven't gotten their chemistry going. And then when you look at the Chiefs, it's like everyone had the question about Tyreek Hill leaving. Oh, will they be the same? Can they figure it out? Can they score points? But it's crazy to say they may even look even better without Tyreek Hill. Andy Reid is a phenomenal play caller. Patrick Mahomes getting the ball all over the field to his fellas. New weapons. Juju's looking good. And so right now, it's the Kansas City Chiefs.
You mean Eric Bieniemy is doing a great job calling plays, right, KJ? Is that what you meant? You really meant that, right?
That's what I meant.
Yeah, okay. I'm just making sure we put that out there the
it's
right
early.
Way.
It's early. Come on, Key. It's early now.
Oh, I know. I know it is.
The play worked. It's Andy Reid, Key.
No, yeah, exactly. But look, KJ, so I'm going to open up a little wound real quick for you and, you know, a little sour grapes, so to speak. You was in a situation where the right play wasn't called and it cost you a game. I'm not going to mention that game. Now we're looking at the Baltimore situation from yesterday where they elected to go for it on fourth down rather than taking the 3 points. Was that the right move by Coach Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson to allow Lamar to have a one-way go and not put him on a two-way go and throw the football? Mm-hmm. Therefore, they got no points out of it?
These guys have done this his whole career. Coach always asks Lamar, what you want to do? And he go always say, Coach, let's go for it. And when you look at the situation, the elements were bad. They were struggling on offense. You got to take what you can get. First of all, kick the dang field goal. But if you are going to run a play, I didn't like the play call at all. Get Lamar on the move. Get him sprinting out to his right. Let him run the ball in or make a really phenomenal throw. So really tough call to even go for it. When they did go for it, just the style of play that they went for it, I didn't like that at all. So tough decision. Didn't work out for them. And, you know, it didn't work out.
KJ Wright, Super Bowl champion and Pro Bowler, joining us here, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. KJ, I got to ask you, we're 4 weeks into the season right now. We've been having a lot of conversation around who is the MVP of the league thus far. We have Lamar Jackson in that conversation, Josh Allen getting a big win in Baltimore. Yesterday, we have Jalen Hurts in that conversation, considering they're undefeated. And then we have Patrick Mahomes. Who would you say week four, as of right now, at the end of it, is the MVP?
Week four right now is Lamar Jackson. I know he didn't look the best yesterday, but the man is special. The performance he put up last week with, I believe, 5 touchdowns, the way he's running the ball, the way he's beating teams from the pocket, and just clear. He made a statement, a big-time statement. Hey, I need my contract fully guaranteed. I need every penny fully guaranteed, and I love what I saw from him to start this season off. He came out on fire, and I believe that with this loss that he had last week, he's definitely going to bounce back and put up another MVP next week.
So, KJ, when you look at – well, first of all, KJ Wright, former Seattle Seahawks Super Bowl winning champion, Pro Bowler, joins us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Of course, can't leave Max out. When you look at what Denver's doing on the offensive side of the ball, why hasn't Russell Wilson and this offense clicked yet? Why does it seem – and Russell played okay. Yeah. He rushed for a TD, threw for two, a laser in the seam yesterday on a big stud wide receiver. But why is this offense struggling when it was supposed to be let Russ cook and we got the X and O guru in Hackett taking over on the offensive side of the ball for us?
Because when you look at them on paper, they have everything they need. You have the offensive line. You have the receivers. But I think the thing for this offense, I'm looking at the running game. The running game has pretty much been non-existent. Russ led the team yesterday in rushing yards. And that's just a recipe for disaster. And so I look at the running game. I look at Russ's history. He's always leaned on the running game to open up the plays downfield for him. He always used the play action to get it to DK, get it to Tyler down the field. And I believe that the lack of this run has limited Russ. And then when he is passing the ball, it's a lot of stuff from the pocket. A lot. Can he do it? Obviously he can. I need these guys to get this run game going, get Russ on the move so he can stretch the ball down to Jeudy and to Courtland Sutton.
Meantime, talking to KJ Wright here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, Super Bowl champion and Pro Bowler KJ Wright. KJ, meantime, Geno Smith's been balling. Like,
yes, sir.
He's not just holding it down, he's balling. What has impressed you most about Geno so far this year?
Well, first of all, people were calling me crazy when I said that Geno would be A-OK. They was like, Geno? I was like, yes, Geno. I watched him as a scout.
Can you believe those people, KJ? Can you believe the nerve of those people?
You mean people like KJ? You mean people like Max Kellerman?
Oh, no, never mind that. Don't bring up old stuff, Key. Go ahead, KJ.
I tried KJ. I tried to tell him the same thing.
Yeah. I watched Geno, the man. He learned from Phillip Rivers and Chargers, learned from Russ, and I went against the man all the time. Saw his two-minute drills. Just saw the way he came into work still early, even as a backup quarterback. And the man is just absolutely dropping dimes. He passed over 300 yards, leading the NFL in QBR. And Coach Carroll, he held the reins back on in the beginning. He was like, we're not going to let you air this ball out. We're going to keep handing this ball, do really basic methodical throws. But yesterday, oh, my God, 300 yards down the field, bumps to DK, Tyler got active. And so I'm loving what I'm seeing from Geno. He's 2-2, perfect spot to start the season. He's just getting started. And so, man, just keep this thing going, keep this run game explosive like they've been doing. And I believe that the Seahawks can still sneak into the playoffs.
Let me ask you this, though, KJ, because this is you know, you and I, we obviously played, so we got a different view of the way things are people like Max Kellerman. So when I say that this reminds me, this Seattle team reminds me of the early KJ Wright, Seahawk, Bobby Wagner, Seahawk teams with a strong running game and a quarterback like Russell Wilson that y'all didn't ask to do too much, that Pete Carroll and Snyder said, we can get back to that with Geno Smith. We don't have to pay $200 million to Russell Wilson to do what Geno could do to get back to the early stages when we first got here. Am I too far off or am I off at all?
You are spot on. What they are doing, they're trying to rebuild what they did about 10, 11 years ago. You got to build around the quarterback, build a phenomenal defense. The secondary is looking outstanding. They have two rookies starting at left tackle and right tackle. You know what I'm saying? And so they're trying to build something around the quarterback position. And if a quarterback does come in the draft, we'll see how the season goes. If an opportunity does present itself where they can snatch somebody that they really like, I know they're going to go for it. And so they are doing a phenomenal job laying out the foundation. The foundation is set. Keep building upon this. You get the draft picks in the Russell Wilson trade. You don't just pay all the $250 million to a quarterback going to his 11th season. You lay down a solid foundation and you build through the draft, a little stuff through free agency. They go get back to, I believe, a Super Bowl caliber team.
Well, I just hope people will listen to me the next time I make a point of, like, Geno Smith can play. You just got to give him a chance. There's KJ Wright, Super Bowl champion and Pro Bowler. Thank you, KJ.
Say, man, when I get up to Seattle, we got to get up now again.
Holler at me, man.
I will, for sure.
Enjoy it, fellas.
All right, man.
Likewise.
All right, y'all. Talk soon.
So,
I was going to ask him about his home state. But I wanted to leave that alone, Max, because I didn't want to go down that rabbit hole.
Is it time for the Rams to start looking like defending Super Bowl champions? Is it time yet? We look ahead to Monday Night Football.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
The 49ers are better off with Jimmy Garoppolo as their quarterback.
But they're still going to be kept at a ceiling of, can Jimmy G take them to places that he hasn't been able to?
I think when you talk about the Rams, you saw what they were able to do in the playoffs last year.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Click on the ESPN app. More pops up on the bottom right-hand corner of the app. Click on that, scroll down, and listen live, and you can take us with you. You're not tethered to the car radio. Take us with you anywhere. Listen live. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Meantime, the Monday Night Football preview is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. And joining us now, Key, there's a station in L.A., ESPN, called 710 ESPN. L.A., great station. I don't know if you're familiar with it. Travis Rogers from ESPN 710 L.A. is with us now. Good morning, Travis.
Boo, Trav.
Good morning, Max. It's good to hear from you, at least, I guess.
Yeah, right. I don't know. What are you booing Trav for?
You're good, Travis.
He was texting with me last night and the day before, and he didn't even tell me he was coming on the show. Like, who hides the secret?
Well, anyone who's keeping a secret normally hides it.
No, you got to tell me, though, Max.
Why are you hiding? Why are you keeping secrets from Key?
You're dying, Key. I thought you had made this happen.
No, not me. I had nothing to do with it.
Travis, did Key offend you in some way? Why are you keeping secrets from him?
I have no idea. I maybe I've stepped in and I didn't even know. I'll have to go back and review the tape.
So let's get into some football. Allen Robinson really has not been Odell Beckham Jr. I mean, he's not Odell Beckham Jr., but he hasn't really fit in yet. What does McVay need to do to get him going?
Well, it's the number one question, I think, Max, as far as what we've seen through the first three games. I thought Allen Robinson was going to be amazing. I thought that he'd come over from Chicago, having played with some, you know, less than great quarterbacks there, some less than great quarterbacks in Jacksonville, and put him with Sean McVay and put him with Matthew Stafford. I thought he was going to absolutely kill it, combine it with the fact that Cooper Kupp draws so much attention the way that he does, that he would get, you know, 7-8 catches a game. It just hasn't happened. And it's not just that they haven't gotten him the ball or he hasn't made catches. They haven't really looked at him all that much. That's the most peculiar thing. And I don't know if he's having trouble getting up to speed on the offense. I don't know if he and Matthew Stafford are not having the right connection. I don't know if it's just opportunities aren't there or whatnot. But it's the number one question that we've seen with this team from the beginning, that they spent all this money to go out and get him, and they just haven't used him. They haven't targeted him. I think he's only having 7 catches on the season. He's like fourth on the team as far as receptions go. It's a mystery. I don't know why they haven't used him more.
Don't think that I didn't hear peculiar in there, but I'm going to let that slide, Travis, because we're not together on the show today. So, Cooper Kupp, he continues to just, I don't know, to just shine despite everybody knowing that he's going to be a focal point of the offense. When does this slow down?
Well, I think if it were going to slow down, it would have happened already, right? I mean, you look at the way that they've played. They haven't. Their Van Jefferson, their third wide receiver, has been gone all season. The guy they're using now in Ben and wide receiver fullback hybrid. It's not like he's an unstoppable force. They don't run the ball all that well with the guys in Darrell Henderson and Cam Akers. That hasn't really happened. It's been all Cooper Kupp all the time, a little bit of Tyler Higbee here and there. So I don't know if it's just the scheme that they use where he's going to be the guy, whether or not he's uncoverable. But if they're going to slow down Cooper Kupp, it would have happened by now. He killed everybody last year through the first three games this year, a little bit slower against Arizona last week. But he has been a guy that if you need to get 8, 9, 10, 12 catches, 100-plus yards, get in the end zone once or twice, no one has been able to stop him, San Francisco included. So I don't think it's going to stop. I think that he's just got that thing where when they need to get him the ball, he's open. Go back to the Super Bowl last year, right? That everybody else on the offense was banged up, down, or you know, had the big eyes going on. They just went to him over and over and over again, and he was unstoppable.
Travis Rogers, host of Travis and Sliwa on ESPN 710 LA, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. T, obviously the Rams going against one of the top defenses in the National Football League this evening. What kind of problems do the 49ers present?
What the 49ers have done really well, J. Will, against the Rams historically, I think they've beaten them six of the last seven times that they've played, is they bully ball them. They just manhandle them physically, especially on the offensive line of San Francisco against the Rams right there. Now, they're missing two guys. They've got two young guys in the middle at guards. They're missing both of their tackles. So, you know, I've told myself this, I don't know how many times in a row, that this is the time that the Rams take advantage of the fact that San Francisco's missing this guy or that guy. You know, Trent Williams has gone this time. I've told myself so many times that this is going to be the time that it goes the other way that I've stopped believing it, because San Francisco just manhandles them. They have trouble with Debo for whatever reason. They've had trouble with Jimmy G in the past. That a guy that doesn't make a ton of plays seems to make a pretty decent amount against the Rams. So I'm hoping that this is the time that that physicality advantage that San Francisco has doesn't show up, but I've told myself that lie before.
Travis Rogers, I think in the future you should be open with Key. Don't keep secrets.
If I mention food, you call me. If I mention food, Travis would call.
Thanks,
well,
Travis.
You know, that's important.
Thank you, Travis.
You got it, guys. You got it. Thanks, Mac.
So we've been having a problem saying hello and goodbye to people today. You notice that?
I think it's five minutes to
say hello and goodbye. No, we're a team.
We struggle with Mac. We struggle when Mac struggles, man. We all together.
That's right. We're all together.
He wins, we win, right? I mean, that's part of it. So give us some of your salary.
Looking for, I think you already got it. Looking for a career path with flexibility and great pay and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today. Bundle today at progressive.com. Look, speaking of pockets, we'll get your pockets right for Monday Night Football. Plus, things aren't looking too good for Jay's New York Mets. Told him to be a Yankees fan when he was getting into baseball, but alas.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So DK Metcalf got carted off the field because he needed to use the bathroom.
I got no problem with that.
I'd like a cart sometimes.
I got no problem with that. I mean, sometimes you need to go to the bathroom. You need to go number two. Go number two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would assume it was something, you know, a little more egregious than having to just, you know, use the restroom on a stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
Because if that
more
was
egregious.
The case, huh?
More egregious, yes.
Yeah. Because if that was the case, he could stand there. There's a trick, and it sounds disgusting, but if you don't want to miss any portion of the game, you could have people stand there with two towels. They got a cup, and they're going to cover you up with two towels, and then you can release your bladder standing right there on the sideline. Or you could do the trick, stand there on the sideline, go in your pants. I know it sounds gross. And then you just take the water bottle and put the water bottle all on your pants to rinse it off, which It happens a lot, believe it or not.
I like the egregious thing. I think from now on, Dad, where are you going? I have to do something egregious.
Well, I mean, it would be egregious if you did it on the sideline. That's why I'm like, if that's what he had to do, maybe the guy had, you know, maybe he got a hold of something spicy, you know?
Remember Lamar last year? Well, everyone knows. He was in the bathroom, came out, and led the comeback against Baker Mayfield and them.
I've never had that issue as a player because I always took care of business before I went out on the field. And I think my nerves wouldn't allow me anyway. Like, I never had to, you know, I think I did a whiz one time, and that was it.
Get a little stomach bug or something, got to run, go to the bathroom. I mean, it happens all the time.
Right.
You know, it happens in basketball all the time. Just running right to the locker room, go to the bathroom.
But imagine if they need you at that point in time and you're not there. Oh.
By the way, DK tweeted about it.
Or if you got hit too hard and it ooh, you couldn't hold it, Jay. You got hit in the stomach going across the middle.
Oh, that would be improbable.
DK tweeted about it. Want to know what he wrote?
Sure.
That clinch walk wouldn't have made it.
That's what I'm saying. It was number two.
Clearly.
Oh. Yeah. See, I've never had – I just never –
I want to have a cart in my house and
all the years
the
I played, my body just didn't allow me –
You
I
never
guess,
had a queasy stomach or anything like that?
Hanging out with the family and everything?
No, man, because –
Before the game?
No, never.
I've had that. I've had that.
Yeah, no shame in Jay's game.
No, I'm
got to be efficient,
to the
though.
Bathroom.
You got to be very
Jay,
efficient.
We need you. I need the bathroom.
Yeah, right.
Nothing wrong. Like,
you're not
going to
have
I'm
me.
Here.
You don't. You think you need me, but you won't have me unless I get unless I get what I need. yeah, you got to be efficient, though. You can't just escape in there for a little
that's
solitude,
disgusting.
Which is family men know what that's about. Do a little reading in there.
Get carted to the bathroom.
Man, come on, man. Oh, so gross.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
I mean, if you're sitting in traffic trying to cross that 405 traffic barrier, ooh, you know it's already crowded, but it is a nice place to live, man.
I mean, I get the weather. It was more about the scene. It was more about waking up, cup of joe, watching NFL football. I'm like, oh, I like starting my day like this instead of waiting all the way until 1 o'clock games in the afternoon.
What's a cup of joe?
Coffee. Cup of joe.
What?
You know, morning joe, TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a reference.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cup of joe.
Yeah, I like to have – I mean, Max and I are coffee drinkers.
I am a
you
big
and
coffee
Alan
drinker.
Yates controlling the boards. Hence the whole what? You guys don't drink coffee. I get it.
No, that's fine. What? That's what you do. I'm asking a legitimate question. What's a cup of joe?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why Jay was just talking during the additional content segment during the break. About sometimes, because, you know, Metcalf had to get carted out, carted to the bathroom, and he said the clinch walk wouldn't have made it. Coffee drinkers understand sometimes you got to make a quick run.
Woo! It happens. It's happened on this
a quick
show.
Run, or as they call it, the runs.
Oh,
well, if you
God.
Make a quick run, no?
Max almost missed the star of the show. A little bathroom break.
Not true, but
I got to leave that coffee alone, cuz.
Why? Is something
coffee
wrong with a good cup?
Great.
You clearly got messed up stomach because your coffee is in your stomach.
No.
Coffee is the best thing ever. I don't care what anyone says.
Every coffee drinker I know who's an avid coffee drinker always mentions the runs and the number twos and the
And
DKs
they keep doing that to themselves.
And they do it
that
the next day.
That doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
No. Think of how good it must be then. Think of how good it must be, even though that's what you're saying is 100% true. Think of how good coffee must be.
Coffee gets me exactly to the point I need to be.
Yeah.
And then
but then you smell like a lawyer, a teacher, a judge.
No, no.
Lawyers and teachers and judges, what's wrong with that?
Teachers
you just smell
they
like
smell good. Teachers are good. We want to smell like teachers.
Not in the old days.
Now you're combining the cigarette smoke and the coffee.
I didn't combine the cigarette smoke.
I know naturally where you go, Keith.
And the cheese. Don't forget the cheese. Remember Eddie Murphy stand up with the cheese? Then they smoke the cigarette to seal the smell in. All right.
I can see you. I could literally see you doing a break if you could go out on the balcony if we had one right there in the studio, Max and Jay. Which in the wintertime.
No, I don't smoke cigarettes. No.
I can see y'all.
Cigarettes, big waste of time. Worse than a waste of time. All right. How much better is the world now that you don't have to go everywhere and smell like cigarette smoke when you come back? It's the best. All right. It's time for the Monday Parlay. All right, here it is, the KJM Monday Parlay. Key, we're going to start with you. What's the first leg of this parlay?
Well, it's Jimmy G over touchdowns. 1-5 right now, 1.5. I'm going over. I think when you look at Jimmy G's performance, I think he got two in him. I think he got two little easy, just little easy dink and dunks. One will come off a screen, and he'll hit Kittle in the flat on another one.
All right, I'm with it.
Matthew Stafford passing yards, 250 and a hook. I'm going to go under here just because I think that 49er defense, one of the best defenses there is in the National Football League. And on average, they've been holding passing yards to under 200 per game. I'm going to go with that.
All right, I'm doing this under protest because when we discussed this on last night's call after the early games or yesterday afternoon's call, the over-under was 7.5. For Cooper Kupp receptions, I took the over because 8 I like. Since then, it's moved up a full point, a full reception to 8.5. I'll still take the over, but now it's tighter, and I really want the 7.5. This is BS. I laid my bet when it was 7.5, but I'm going to have to lay it again when it's 8.5, but I'll do it. So there you have it. I have Cooper Kupp over 8.5 receptions. That dude, everyone knows it's going to him. They still can't stop him. There it is, 1, 2, 3. KJM Monday Parlay. Keyshawn's taking the over on Garoppolo's TD passes, 1.5. Jay's taking the under on Stafford's passing yards, 250.5. And by the way, I don't think that conflicts with yours because the parlay, you want them to line up.
Yeah.
Because they can still go to Cooper Kupp a lot and hit the under on the 250. So 8.5 receptions, Cooper Kupp, I'm taking the over. There you have it. And there's someone I understand, a very special person, Shemp is on the line, wants to talk to Mo, Larry, and Curly over here. What's going on? Who's on the line?
Who?
Oh, you hear the music. Eat the baby. The Atlanta Braves swept the New York Mets. And for all you farmers who believed in the Mets, they disappointed you once again. Jay Will, I can't wait to see what bottle of wine you're going to send me because I won that bet. But listen, it's just a normal New York day. You know, Atlanta owns New York now. It all started about 2 years ago, when the Hawks beat the Knicks. Now the Braves have swept the Mets, and the Mets on the outside looking in, holding on by a shoestring. But it's okay, Jay. I'm going to enjoy this bottle of wine because the Braves, the South, Atlanta have something to say, Jay Will.
Are you done, Harry? You've been texting me
what
the whole damn
show. What type of bottle of wine are you purchasing,
Jay? You've been texting me the whole damn show, Harry. I have not responded back to you for a reason. And you have the audacity to call into the show.
On Jay's show.
On the last segment. Just to give me flack, even though we talked yesterday at 6:15 in the morning. You're the worst person.
We talked on Saturday, we talked on Sunday, we talked today.
First of all,
this
Harry
has been
Douglas,
amazing.
Don't call up talking all that mess about New York. The Atlanta's beating the sucker teams in New York, the Knicks and the
first
Mets.
First off, watch your mouth.
Those are the sucker teams.
Ooh,
what about
mouth.
The Yankees?
Ooh. They're in the AL. Well, if they make it to the World Series where I have the Braves making it, if we get to that point, Max, then, yes, me and you will have a friendly bet as well.
Wait, Harry,
what happens when the Yankees meet the Braves in the World Series?
Wait, Harry, you got the Braves over the Dodgers like that? That easily?
Of course. Just like last year. Yes, I do, Jay. Just like last year.
All right, so now it's me and Key against you. Okay.
No, I'm not against him. If that's the way he feel that way. I can't change a man's mind. He grown. If you feel that way, pop slick to a can of oil, baby. Do your thing.
Key is hilarious. Key, you always cool, calm, and collected.
Yeah, ain't no need to panic. You the one. You targeting us. I ain't mentioned the Atlanta Braves. I don't You know, what does that mean to me? They got to get there before they, you know what I'm saying?
What are the Dodgers up to right now? They got to be close to 110.
Harry, what's
embarrassing? We just slowly plucking along, getting healthy, man.
We had our two aces on the mound, Harry. We had the Grom and shirt. We had our two aces, man.
Well, that's the thing that's probably the most upsetting for Mets fans and the Mets organization, because the Grom pitched in game one, and then you had Scherzer in game two. But then the Braves and their batting lineup, Olsen, you know, Swanson, Austin Riley, treated both of those guys like a pinata and just beat the hell out of them. So I'm excited right now.
You know, the Braves got to 100 wins. Congratulations. Tremendous accomplishment. The Dodgers are right now at 110 wins. Like, do you know how few teams have won over 100
speak of the Dodgers, Max,
or more games in the history of baseball?
Max, just don't speak on us.
I'm trying to jinx you.
Yeah, the Dodgers are going to be tough now. What they've done this year consistently without their pitching being in place and hoping guys can get back healthy, they're going to be a scary out.
Key, the Dodgers are shoo-in to win the World Series. I mean, they shouldn't even – it's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we've
a
been
wrap.
A shoo-in
they
for about – we've been a shoo-in for about 6 years in a row, but that doesn't mean anything.
Jinxing you. By the way, I don't care about any of this. Can Aaron Judge hit his 62nd home run already?
Harry,
what the hell is taking so long?
Go away, Harry.
Louisville.
Go okay. Away. Okay, guys.
Forever.
There he is.
Bye, Harry Felisa. Douglas.
You know, Judge had put together a 30-game on base streak while he was chasing his home run record. Pretty good. All right, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. That's a wrap. Greeny's coming up next. We will be back tomorrow, 6 a.m. Eastern.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.